Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
In recent months, Israel's political landscape has been roiled not just by protests, court rulings, coalition tensions, but also the growing calls from within the government to dismiss the powers of the Attorney General. And the Attorney General, critics accuse her of overreach. Supporters say she is holding a line against authoritarianism. Well, to help us unpack the legal and democratic implications of this growing confrontation, I'm joined by Dr. Ronit Levin-Schnur. She is a senior lecturer in law at Tel Aviv University. She's an expert in constitutional and administrative law. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
In many ways, this tension is something that a democracy, I would imagine, would always and should always live with.
Excuse me, what should it?
This tension between government and the judiciary, in some ways, is a sign of a healthy democracy, because these are checks and balances. This is the tension that exists between. But in some cases, it becomes unhealthy.
Right. You're so right. So that's this term of friction, right? We are looking for frictions. This is what it means to have a balance. Balance exists in terms of friction. However, the problem in the current situation in Israel is that many, if not all, of the constitutional arrangements are informal, unwritten, and actually subject to some acknowledgement of their power. Now, the current government does not share this acknowledgement, does not acknowledge that the basic idea of limitations on its power is something that it must abide to. And that's the problem. The friction isn't the problem. The aim to utterly change the limitations on the government's power, this is the problem. Mm. And unfortunately, we have no serious guarantees that it will not just be a quick fallout of our democratic institutions.
So what is at the heart of the current dispute?
The current manifestation of the dispute is about the Attorney General.
Yes.
However, a week ago, it was about the Shin Bet head. But before then, it was about the head of the civil services. And then it was about the president of the Supreme Court. Every week, it's about another or a different gatekeeper or someone who has to limit the government's powers. And so it seems like a pattern. And we are very clear in identifying this pattern, that the government seeks to go after each and every position in power that limits it, its abilities to do whatever it wants. Now, what is it that the government wants to do? Let's ask this question. What are the substantial limitations that are put on its power? Because the war in Gaza is not restricted by the Supreme Court or the Attorney General. It's not about that. What is it about? Well, first, it's about the next election. And we have seen this week the coalition attempt to remove a presiding Knesset member from his position, Ayman Uda. Mm-hmm. So it's about the next election. It's about the Arab vote in the next election. It's about the ability to execute a personal interest within within offices of power that the current gatekeepers that try to hold the government from doing that. It's about Netanyahu's trial, and it's about the future of the Messiah dream regarding the state of Israel in its extended boundaries, including the West Bank. So this is what it is at stake. And so it is like crafted in a sense of a democratic dispute, but to an extent, this is really all about what have always been the foundation of the state of Israel from 48, and that its dual commitment to international law as well as to local customs. to the Judaistic character of the state of Israel, as well as to the rights of all. So this dual commitment that was part and parcel of Israel's from its very first days is now being contested by the current government. So this is why we are so feared and alerted to hold these attempts to remove this week the Attorney General. Next week we'll see what will happen.
So in other words, the long-term consequences of the government succeeding and removing, let's say, the Attorney General for what seems to be political reasons, what are those? What are the long-term implications?
The long-term implications are the lasting presiding of the current government within the next 20 years with a gradual destruction of the liberal democratic character of the state of Israel. This is what it is about. It seems like, well, what's it's just Attorney General, right? It can't be. So it's so interesting to understand that in Israel, in Israeli system, there are like 20 to 40 people who in their personal presence hold the democratic character of the state of Israel. This is so weird for modern countries to realize how weak is our system. But this is because we were, as Jews, we were always united in the idea that having an independent state and Eretz Israel is our mission. And so we didn't need much restrictions, like formal restrictions, to abide to this internal moral call to have something that is balanced between our dual commitments. But unfortunately, we are not there today. So the risks are huge and imminent to this liberal democratic dual commitment alongside the identity of Israel as a Jewish state.
But isn't the flip side of that argument that there are 40 people, as you say, standing protecting the elements of democracy, but those 40 people haven't necessarily been elected by the people, which means maybe these 40 people hold too much power over a nation? Can you explain that, how that works?
Yes. This is a very good it's a very good question, and I totally understand. Can you hear me?
Yes, clear.
Okay, I totally understand the insight here, and the thing is that what we have had since the very first days of Ben-Gurion and Menachem Begin heading the opposition and the coalition at the establishment of the state of Israel is the idea is that there is something that is beyond the current, something that is beyond politics, something which is the state crafting of Israel. And these 40 people, they are not advancing some personal political goals. To the contrary, they are attempting within limits. I mean, they are, everyone is replaceable and it's just temporarily, but they are holding the idea that there is something that is beyond the current, something that is constitutional, that is like long-lasting, a character of the state of Israel. And I believe that this is something that most Israelis agree with. So the politicians claim that they are not elected and they are interfering with our ability to govern. They are missing the entire point. You should have limits on your ability to govern.
Of course.
Because you are just current and there are things that are beyond the current.
That is very, very, it's such an important tension. And I think the point that you are highlighting that I hadn't thought of is that I've certainly looked at each one individually rather than saying, hold on a minute, let's zoom out a little bit. Is there a pattern here? Is every one of these elements, are they under threat? And if so, what does it tell us about the about the intention? That is where we have to leave it. Dr. Ronit Levin-Schnur, thank you for that, for bringing us that perspective. Senior lecturer at the Tel Aviv University Faculty of Law. I'd love your thoughts and your reaction. 061-895-1019. It is 6:45.